Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Authorities in Kansas City, Missouri, say one woman was killed and 21 others wounded in a mass shooting yesterday. An estimated 1 million people had turned out to celebrate the Super Bowl-winning Kansas City Chiefs when gunfire broke out. Several people, including Paul Contreras, tackled one of the suspected gunmen.
I didn't think about it. It was just a reaction. I didn't hesitate. It was just do it. So I went to go tackle him, and another gentleman did the same thing. And as I'm tackling him, I see his weapon either fall out of his hand or out of his sleeve because he was wearing a long jacket.
Kansas City police have detained three people in the case. Officials have not yet said what the motive for the shooting may be. Gun control advocates are using artificial intelligence to continue advocating for more action to stop gun violence. NPR's Elena Moore reports this stems from the mass shooting 6 years ago at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
March for Our Lives and Change the Ref are two groups that were born out of Parkland. They launched The Shot Line, a website that features six AI-generated messages resembling different voices of individuals killed by guns over the past decade. Users can send these messages directly to congressional offices to demand action.
This is a tool that, if it's in the good hands, you can do great things. I think our hands are good.
That's Change the Ref co-founder Manny Oliver, who lost his son Joaquin in Parkland. According to the Shotline, thousands of calls have already been submitted. Elena Moore, NPR News.
U.S. officials say Russia has developed a new space-based nuclear capability to target satellites. Experts warn it could violate a landmark international treaty. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
Russia has been trying a variety of technologies for destroying enemy satellites in recent years, but using a nuclear weapon in space would be a big deal. The use of nuclear weapons is explicitly banned under the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, and for good reason. Brian Whedon is with the Secure World Foundation.
All the countries agreed that extending the nuclear arms race into outer space was a kind of escalation that none of them wanted.
Another possibility is the Russians are using a nuclear reactor in space to generate electricity. That electricity could be used to power an anti-satellite weapon or jamming device. Whedon says such a weapon would probably not be banned under the treaty. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The Israeli military says it has entered a hospital in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. The Israeli military had ordered thousands of Palestinians who were sheltering there to leave in prior days. But Gaza health authorities say there's nowhere left to go. Yesterday, the Israeli military and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon traded fire at Israel's northern border. One Israeli soldier was killed and eight others were wounded. This is NPR. The Pentagon says at the end of January, a U.S. Coast Guard vessel in the Arabian Sea stopped a shipment of weapons. U.S. Central Command is saying the weapons were from Iran and were headed toward rebel areas in Yemen. Former President Donald Trump is expected to learn today if he'll go to trial in New York City March 25th. He is accused of lying on business documents toward the end of his 2016 presidential campaign in order to conceal an affair. Trump denies the allegations. In Arizona, a bipartisan group of state lawmakers says they abhor high ticket prices. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Wayne Shutsky reports they're backing legislation to both rein in ticket buying bots and regulate the ticket resale market.
Arizona House Republican David Cook's so-called Taylor Swift bill would ban the use of bots to purchase event tickets online. A lobbyist for StubHub said there's no need for a state law because federal law already bans the practice. But critics like Cook say the federal ban is ineffective.
Congress in Washington, D.C. likes to talk about things like they're actually doing something, but they don't. So Arizona is going to step up and protect consumers today.
Several Democrats co-sponsored the bill, which would give the Arizona Attorney General the power to investigate alleged violations. A second bill would ban ticket resellers from advertising a ticket for sale unless they actually own it beforehand. Washington, Texas, and Michigan have passed similar restrictions in recent years. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Shutsky in Phoenix.
Forecasters say a stream of moisture is funneling into the Pacific Northwest. Heavy rain and snow are expected from Washington State into Idaho and Montana. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.